Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So why are we here? Why are we here? Well, we're here because Buffalo Solar Liberty shows the story of what America's future is all about. It's good-paying jobs, lower costs for people. Lots of good-paying jobs. This is a new expanding industry, and that is doing really well in Western New York. Not just in Erie County, as important as that is, but in the surrounding counties as well. And it's lowering people's costs. So this industry is job growth for Buffalo, lower costs for lower electric bills for people, but that could be ripped away under the tax bill that they're considering in Congress. And that's the tragedy of this. Many people know how at the heart of this bill are devastating cuts to Medicaid. People know that. That's going to affect a lot of people. People who need health care, and also people who have parents in nursing homes. I'll bet there are a few people here like that. And if they take that away, mom or dad may have to move in if you have room for them, but not get the medical care they need. People know about cuts to food assistance for the hungry. But what's talked about much less, what came out in the dark of night, they didn't want to make it public, last Friday night, was elimination of the tax credit for solar energy. So no one's talking about, people are not enough talking about how this is going to be really bad. And they didn't just do a haircut, folks. This is DEFCON 1. They've eliminated the whole thing. They said no plant that starts after 60 days that doesn't start in 60 days is eliminated. And they say, and they eliminate the tax break. We have a couple of people here who put solar panels on their roofs. That does a lot of things. Of course, it makes the environment cleaner, but it makes their electric bills lower. And that's one of the things that's done here. And that's a very bad thing. Loads of people use it. Buffalo Solar Liberty, as I mentioned, is a prime example. It's a great local business. Nearly 100 workers have installed solar panels in thousands of homes and businesses in upstate New York. It helps homeowners and small businesses lower their electricity bills. We all hate getting that electricity bill. Well, now the cost will go up if this bill passes. Even if you don't have a solar panel, another bad thing about this bill, it'll raise your electricity bill about 10%. That really, well, I was going to use a word, I'm not sure I should use it here, is very bad. I was going to use another word. Okay, so let me give you an example. Brian Gould is here. He's the former police chief of Cheektowaga, and he put solar panels on his roof. He's just one example of many. Lowered his family's electric cost by $1,000 a year. $1,000 he can use to take the kids on a vacation, if you'd like to do that, buy a new car, or just pay for all the groceries that are getting more and more expensive these days, too. I'll call on you in a few minutes. And so he was able to do it because of these tax credits, the break you get when you install a solar panel on your roof. Solar Liberty has helped lower energy costs, not just for individuals like our great chief here, but small businesses like Singer Farm Naturals and T.C. Wheeler's Bar and Pizzeria. And Singer will come and talk about how his costs are low, and he's a farmer. Okay? But now, because of this bill, their businesses, along with so many others, is at risk. So this so-called big, beautiful bill is a big, bad blow to Buffalo and Western New York when it comes to energy. What does it mean? Big job losses, big energy price hikes. That's because at the heart of this bill is eliminating the credits for clean energy that Buffalo families, thousands and thousands of Western New York families, have used. And Solar Liberty has said this bill is existential to their business. It would crater demand. If there's no tax credit, very few people are going to call, or fewer people are going to call up to install panels. Now, we know it's a good thing for them to install panels. Not only does it lower electric costs, but it's cleaner. The cheapest form of new energy is solar panels. You know, I'm not one of these people who says you should just have one type of energy. A lot of people believe in all of the above. But why cut off the cheapest, quickest way to create new energy? Makes no sense. And so these projects are so important for Western New York, and it raises costs for everybody. And as I mentioned, there are other companies, Viridi Parenti, nice folks there. They have over, I think you have about 500 people working there in the east side of Buffalo, something like that. Anyway, hundreds of people on the east side of Buffalo. They're in the old American Axle plant. They're an example of how, and now I'm so glad I worked hard to see that Tonawanda's getting its expansion. That's a good thing. But they're an example of new industries that we're encouraging to come to Western New York so that not only the people here, but their kids will have good paying secure jobs like generations did in Western New York. So we thank them. Viridi is bringing business battery manufacturing back. You cut off the tax break for batteries, guess where it's going to go? China. China's going to run the whole show by undercutting us if we don't do this. Why would we want to take one of the quickest, fastest growing new industries, the energy industry, and let China run the show? And if they control the market, the prices are going to go way up because they will raise our prices much more than they'll raise it on their customers in other places. Can't let all of this happen. We can't let the jobs go to China. We can't let people lose their tax break. We can't lose the jobs here in Western New York. And we can't let people's electricity bills go up. So that's why I'm here, because we have a unique window to stop this. The next 2 weeks are going to be crucial. And I'm asking all the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, this should not be a partisan issue, to block these devastating cuts that would kill local jobs and raise energy prices. Since the Inflation Reduction Act passed 3 years ago, clean energy investments have boomed. All clean energy, these are just a few, we've gotten close to 1 million new jobs. And because almost all of them are very good paying jobs. 1 million new jobs, they'd go away across the country. Why would we do that? Why would we do that? In total, studies estimate that Western New York would lose 20,000 jobs. That's a lot of jobs in this place. And why is Western New York particularly hard hit? Because we've been a hub for manufacturing. We have, you know, transitioned, but we still do the best manufacturing in the country. So there are a lot of companies that would be hurt, not just these here, but Panelclaw in Cattaraugus County that makes parts for the solar industry, Electrovaya in Chautauqua County, Inovian battery manufacturing in Sanborn. Western New York and Buffalo are a hub for the clean energy business, and all of them would lose out. All of them would lose out. That's the shame of this all. But it isn't just businesses who feel the cut, it's families. Families can get a big tax break, as you'll hear in a few minutes, by buying these panels, and then their electricity costs go down. They get paid, the money you save equals more than you paid for the solar panels in a very short amount of time. And then for the rest of your life in your house, you got lower costs. So that's a great thing. Middle class families deserve to get a tax break to lower their energy bills. And this credit is not just for solar panels. If you want to, here in Western New York, a lot of people like to weatherize their homes to lower electric rates. You get a tax break for doing that, too. That would go away, just like the tax break for panels. So here we have all these prices going up. Been to the grocery store lately? why would we make a price that we can keep going down, go up, when people are having a rough time making ends meet anyway? Car prices going up, home, building a new home or building a new room on your home, prices going up. Eggs, what are they now, about $6 a dozen? Yeah, never used to be, used to be $2. I like eggs, so I know. But we don't need an additional price. So we are mounting a national campaign, every state, to tell the senators, and many of them are on the Republican side of the aisle, but this should not be a partisan issue, vote against whatever you want to do with the rest of the tax bill. I don't like it. I have a lot of arguments against it. But vote again. Vote for an amendment that restores the tax break for clean energy and solar in particular. Okay? Let me tell you what happened. The original bill that the House had hurt solar, but not so bad. Hurt clean energy, but not so bad. And then some of these guys from Texas, these hard right guys from Texas, who represent these billionaires who made a lot of money drilling in the Anadarko Basin and the Permian Basin, they hate clean energy. They want to have no clean energy, so only oil, gas, and coal. Not only is that bad for our environment, we know what's going on with global warming and all the weather changes, but it's bad for costs. The costs will go way up when you cut off one of the major and fastest growing places for clean energy. But they did it. They almost have a religious objection to what these good people are doing. Okay? You know, they're defending the people drilling oil wells in Texas, fine. I'm defending the people making solar panels in New York. And one doesn't have to, they don't have to go against one for the other. So, to the families and workers here in Buffalo, I pledge I'm doing everything I can to restore the tax code to the way it is now, which creates new jobs, many new jobs in Western New York, which lowers everybody's electric costs and allows people not to get the increase in electric costs that they've had for a long time. So with that, we're going to call on, we have a lot of people to speak, but our first guest is the president of Solar Liberty, Adam Rizzo.
Good morning, Senator Schumer, distinguished guests, members of the press, and fellow New Yorkers. My name is Adam Rizzo. I'm the president and co-founder of Solar Liberty, alongside my brother, Nathan Rizzo.
Oh, good.
First.
You guys get along okay?
We're on opposite sides of the office. So.
First. Both Bills fans, right?
Of course.
Okay.
First, thank you, Senator Schumer, for being here and for your unwavering support for solar energy and battery storage. Your advocacy continues to fuel the momentum of our industry, and we are truly grateful.
Thank you.
Solar Liberty is here to strongly support the continuation of the federal investment tax credit for solar energy and battery storage. This bipartisan policy enacted in 2005 has been critical to our growth and success, and it's made environmental and economic sense for New York and the nation alike. When we founded Solar Liberty 23 years ago, renewable energy was still uncertain territory, but we had a vision to build something that served both the people and the planet. We believe solar could be central to New York's energy future, creating jobs, sparking innovation, and protecting the environment. That vision is now a reality. Solar is the fastest growing energy source in America.
Right. And the cheapest.
And the cheapest.
New. You want to get new electrons on the grid, get new energy, it's cheaper even now than natural gas.
That's right. And two-thirds of all new electric generation is coming from solar.
Right.
That kind of rapid development is exactly what our energy-hungry future demands. It's not just growth, it's leadership. We've grown from a small startup into a company that's trained and employed and subcontracted thousands of New Yorkers, electricians, engineers, project managers, and support staff. With all working good-paying, family-sustaining jobs. The kind of rapid deployment is exactly, Across New York, over 178,000 people now work in clean energy, including thousands in solar. Last year alone, that workforce grew by nearly 8,000 people, or maybe even more. My sister, Paige Mecca, is also with us. She founded Allegro Power, a solar installation company that hires out of trade schools, runs an electric apprentice program, and offers high wage and prevailing wage job. Her team, like ours, reflects the next generation of skilled workers. Together, our companies have engineered and installed more than 5,500 solar and battery systems across New York for homeowners, businesses, schools, and municipalities. Every array we install is a step toward energy independence, economic opportunity, and environmental responsibility. We also manufacture solar racking in the U.S. through our company Dynarax. Nathan developed our patented Dynarax racking system with parts made right here in Buffalo.
Good.
By producing locally, we support U.S. manufacturing jobs and strengthen our supply chain, ensuring affordability and reliability. Around 3.5 million Americans already work in the renewable energy, and jobs in the sector grew at more than twice the rate of the overall U.S. labor market. Today, there are more than 8 million renewable energy jobs. This kind of success doesn't happen by chance. It happens because of smart, stable policies like the ITC, which allows companies to invest, grow, and lead. The ITC is a credit for the people, for homeowners trying to cut their utility bills, for farmers improving sustainability, for small business investing in clean energy. These are the people powering the transition, and they are the ones who stand to lose the most if this credit disappears. Meanwhile, fossil fuel industries have received federal subsidies and tax incentives since 1913, advantages worth billions per year. Continuing the ITC isn't about special treatment. It's about fairness. Mm-hmm. It's about giving clean energy the same level of commitment and stability. Unfortunately, both the ITC and New York Sun program are now under threat. If the House bill moves forward as written, key groups, homeowners, nonprofits, and small businesses would lose access to this critical support. That's not just a tax change, it's a direct hit to job creation, energy affordability, and environmental progress. We urge the Senate to act. Level the playing field. Let clean energy keep competing and growing. The stakes couldn't be higher. Our economy is increasingly powered by AI, data centers, and technology that demands more energy than ever. Solar is the fastest and cleanest path to meeting that demand. We are fighting for more than a credit. We are fighting for our workers, for our customers and our communities, and the future we're leaving to our children. On behalf of Nathan, Paige, the team at Allegro Power, Dynarax, and everyone at Solar Liberty, thank you, Senator Schumer, for your leadership and your commitment to the people of New York.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Adam reminded me there are a couple of points I forgot to make that are important. He mentioned one. So people say, why are you giving a tax break to this industry? Oil and gas has gotten tax breaks for 100 years. This just levels the playing field. It just doesn't give an advantage to oil and gas. That makes sense. Second, he mentioned this. The demand for energy is going to go way up, because AI, all these big databases need so much energy. If we don't have new energy, guess what that's going to mean? The consumer is going to get the short end of the stick. The big AI companies will negotiate a lower rate for them and leave average citizens like the folks here holding the bag. So we need more energy. And it's hard for me to believe when the leadership in Washington, the administration says, we need more energy for AI, and then they cut this back. But third, there's real light at the end of the tunnel. The House voted for this bill, as I said, in the dark of night, bowing down to the oil and gas industry in obeisance to them, which they shouldn't have done. Because these guys, the oil and gas guys, the not all of them, but most of them, just hate clean energy because they know it's the future. But 13 members of the House sent a letter to me and Speaker Thune saying, change it. Now, they voted for it. They said, some of them said they didn't know it was in the bill because it was passed in the dark of night very quickly and at the last minute when these oil and gas guys got hold of Speaker Johnson. But they wrote to change it. We have a chance to win this fight, folks. This is not a forlorn battle. So please, I'd ask everybody here, just call, make one call to your senators are both for this, to your Congress member, whoever it might be, and tell them you want this. Just keep clean energy. Tell them you work here. Tell them you're a consumer. Call your friends and relatives. You know, you say, well, they won't speak to the congressman or the senator. They don't. But every day, every one of us, if we're worth our salt, I get a list. 732 phone calls, 197 letters in favor of clean energy, 213 phone calls and 75 letters against clean energy. People pay attention to that. So just an email, a quick call, will make a difference in the next 2 weeks. So I hope people will do that. Okay, our next speaker, as we said, a lot of people use this in many ways, and it also makes our environment better, makes our kids healthier, and leading the Clean Air Coalition for Western New York is Chris Murawski. Chris.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here today, and thanks for Solar Liberty for hosting us. I want to extend my sincere thanks to Senator Schumer and his staff, not only for inviting us here, but also his leadership in passing, you know, some of the original legislation that included these critical investments in the future of our communities. My name is Chris Murawski, and I have the privilege of serving as Executive Director of the Clean Air Coalition of Western New York. Our mission is to empower everyday people, particularly from working class communities, to fight the pollution that threatens their health, their families, and their neighborhoods. The communities we serve have borne the brunt of Buffalo's industrial legacy. The air, water, and soil in many of these areas are still contaminated. Many of our members are elders living with chronic diseases or caregivers to loved ones who also suffer serious health issues.
Right.
These same neighborhoods have also experienced deep job losses due to the deindustrialization of the area. And we face some of the highest rates of asthma, cancer, heart disease in the state. And yet our communities are resilient, like Senator Schumer. Our members are fighters. We continue to speak up, stand up, and organize for the resources we need to create healthier, safer lives. We're not giving up, and we're not going anywhere.
Great.
And that's why we were thrilled when the Inflation Reduction Act passed a few years
ago. Inflation Reduction Act, which was one of the first bills that passed that reduced the deficit and did good things, passed, and that's when we increased these credits. We put these credits in, and I was the author of it. So I sort of have a bit of a personal stake, too.
Right on. The clean energy tax credits and investments included in the IRA, you know, finally offered a real opportunity, one that activists have been fighting for decades. These investments were designed to reverse the damage done, provide jobs, improve health outcomes. But these opportunities and all this work that so many have put in, all the careful research on where to invest to have the most impact, it's all being dismantled to transfer more wealth and give tax breaks to billionaires. I'm here to tell you today that the spending bill passed by the House, I think it's a bad deal for working people, working class people. And a rising tide lifts all boats, except for if we all get tossed overboard and people are safe on their mega yachts. Let me give a local example. In 2016, the NRG Huntley plant in Tonawanda, the coal-fired power plant, was shuttered, closed its doors.
I remember.
Not due to activists or environmentalists fighting it or the pollution it caused. It was due to the amount like that it it's cold, hard economics. You know, coal was not economical for them to operate, to make energy anymore. At the time of the plan, our organization was able to work with the town of Tonawanda and labor unions to come up with a plan to help transition the workers away from the coal jobs. And also got an investment from New York to replace some of the lost tax revenue from
I was
transition.
Involved in that.
Yes,
I was
we
involved.
Remember. We thank you for that as well.
Yep.
So the $522 billion in clean energy investments in the IRA give us a way forward. They make it possible to create new jobs when we do have things phasing out, such as Huntley. It's just common sense. Like, this is not a clean energy is not a scam. It's a global industry in the future of our economy that is growing rapidly. And if we cut these incentives, we're not saving money. We're falling behind compared to the rest of the world. And I think we have a great opportunity in Western New York because we have a large amount of brownfield, you know, lands that were once occupied by industry, such as Tonawanda Coke, another one of our campaigns. And we need these incentives to create jobs and continue to build companies like Solar Liberty so that we can put clean energy on these post-industrial sites, bring them back to productive use, generate revenue for our tax revenue for our communities, and jobs for our people. So in closing, let me be clear, like, once again, this bill is a bad deal for working people, and we need to keep these clean energy investments for the future of our communities, our health, and our economies. Thank you, and go Bills.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Appreciate you.
Yes, as you know, I am a Bills fan. I kept the Bills in Buffalo. Remember? Do you remember one of the people I had to fight who wanted to move him?
Yes.
Donald Trump. He wanted to move him to Orlando. Boo. Right. One other thing I'd say, which everyone's speaking so well, they're reminding me of things. My staff writes all these great notes, and then I freelance it a little bit, and I feel bad leaving out their great points. But one of the reasons they're doing this, why are they doing this? Well, as I said, the oil guys have tons of, the natural gas and oil coal guys have tremendous power, and they want to shut this industry down so they'll be the only ones. They don't give a damn if your costs go way up. But a second is, this bill, what's the biggest reason they want this bill? To give tax breaks to billionaires, as Chris mentioned. Now, God bless the billionaires. You know, I don't have anyone against anyone who made a lot of money if they worked hard and did it honestly. But they don't need a tax break. And they certainly don't need a tax break on the backs of the people of Western New York who would be hurt by this in a lot of ways. Okay, our next speaker, as it said, this affects everybody in many different ways. So we have a little sampling here. And we have Tom Zulist. He's a grower from Singer Farms Natural. Tom, thank you for coming up.
Hi, so I have a business called Singer Farm Naturals that I started in 2008. And in 2010, I was able to get solar. I was one of the early adopters. And it was beautiful because I've always had a lot of respect for the land being a farmer. It saddens me to see what we're doing to the environment. And I not only was able to reduce my costs, but also I was looked at by the community as being a leader doing what was right for sustainability. I invested in solar a second time in 2014, and I have plans to do it again because I'm now in the burgeoning cannabis industry in New York State. But the power consumption is high, and what really bothers me is right up the road we used to have a coal-fired power plant in Somerset, and it finally closed down, which is great. It really cleaned up the air. Now we have a Bitcoin mining facility, and just to give you an idea, all of the power that I have saved from 15 kW of solar over the last 15 years would not even mine one Bitcoin. That's how much power it takes. And my power energy costs keep going up without any kind of incentives. I can't keep that stable. I can't be a businessman like the people up the road that get power very cheap and are mining Bitcoin daily, again, using up all of this energy. That facility will take more energy than it used to put out as a coal-fired power plant. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
We need the help.
Good luck.
Thank
you. We love our farmers. Thank you. By the way, people forget, we're in the top 10 in agriculture in the country, and we have very diverse crops, as Tom can attest. Okay.
Now, is Chris Candido, did he show up? No. Okay. Well, Chris is the owner of Wheeler's Bar and Pizzeria, and he was just going to talk about how his costs, his electricity costs, have gone down when he put in solar, but he couldn't be here. And our last speaker is, he's probably more typical than anybody else because he is a resident who used solar, and it's Brian Gould. And we thank you for your service as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. In 2013, I contracted with Solar Liberties to install a solar array on my home. I was able to benefit from the federal tax credit to reduce the cost of the project. Without these tax credits, the cost would have likely been prohibitive. Since then, I've averaged approximately 7,500 kilowatt hours per year of power generation, which is equating to over $1,000 saved each year on my electric bills. Beyond the obvious savings to my home electric costs, I'm happy to know that my system is helping to reduce greenhouse gases and provide a clean, renewable energy source. Additionally, the solar industry has created job growth in our community, which I am happy to support. As things like electric vehicles and data centers which support artificial intelligence expand, I feel it's important to be cognizant of energy independence. Home solar is an important piece of that puzzle. There are many federal tax credits that exist to encourage certain behaviors or investments. Their goals are to incentivize positive actions, stimulate economic growth, and promote equity. I'm personally grateful for the solar tax credit that I was able to use. It made adding solar panels to my home financially possible, and there's no doubt it's helping homeowners like me across the country. Removing these credits would be a step backwards. It would make solar less accessible for many families and slow down the progress that we've seen, which includes lower energy costs, job creations, and a cleaner, more resilient energy future for our communities.
Well done. And we thank Brian. As I mentioned, he's the former police chief in Cheektowaga, so we thank him for his service as well, keeping Cheektowaga safe. Okay. We have another customer who's going to speak, and then Denise, do you want to say some words on behalf of the working people here in Buffalo?
Sure.
Great. Okay, you'll be last. Last but not least. Do you remember the song, Oh, Denise, Scooby-Doo?
No,
I'm not going to sing it. Anyone here remember that in my generation? Not the Rizzo. Any of you guys remember Oh, Denise, Scooby-Doo, the song?
No.
One guy. Thank you. I like to sing, but I'm not very good at it, so.
Me either.
Okay. Anyway, we have Eric Milligan. He's a residential solar customer as well, just like Brian. Where are you, Eric? Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
So, yeah, my name's Eric Milligan. I've had a solar array for a little over 10 years. My wife and I, we moved into our first house, and we were getting ready to start a family, and we didn't have a lot of extra money, so the tax credit really did help us to get that solar array to keep our electric bills down. We were able to use some of those savings to help pay for daycare. Mm. You know, it's a way to let normal people, you know, take advantage of some of these programs. To date, in just over 10 years, I've generated 91 megawatt hours of power. That would be worth roughly $13,000 if I was paying that electric bill. So it's been a huge savings. You know, my excess power helps power my neighborhood.
Yep.
So if I'm not using it, it feeds back out into the grid and my neighbors use it. So it helps us all decrease our carbon footprint, which to me is something that was important. You know, I wanted to make a better world for my kids.
Right.
And then as Senator Schumer alluded to, there's other credits available as well. You know, there's EV credits, there's residential insulation credits, door, window, all those sorts of things. So, you know, we have a drafty 1965 house. I took advantage of the insulation credits to boost that, to cut down on my heating bills. So I think, you know, it's the tax credits help enable sort of a virtuous cycle.
Yeah.
Where your costs can go down, the environment gets cleaner, and you feel better about what you're doing every day.
Right.
And then, you know, it seems like the opponents of this bill, or the opponents of the tax credits, you know, talk a lot about energy independence. And I don't know what's more independent than having a power plant on your roof.
Yep. Great. Well put. Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Okay. And Denise Arbor is head of our whole Buffalo Central Labor Council. I'm a labor guy. My grandpa worked in the paper mills in Utica and was the founders of the Paper Workers Union. So, and my mother-in-law was a proud member of CWA. So, Denise, why don't you come up? And I won't sing.
Sorry. You could. Thank you guys so very much. I'm Denise Abbott. I am the president of the Buffalo Central Labor Council. I'm also a health and safety director at CWA 1168 and a nurse at Kaleida. So I know a little bit about the health and safety of folks throughout our communities. It is apparent that organized labor has fought for many, many years for clean energy and for the working families here in Western New York. Many of these fights have been along with Senator Schumer, and the climate crisis that we have right now is making our workers' lives less safe. We're having issues with heat and people working in the fields and not getting breaks to do that. We're also seeing deaths because of all of this, not just health issues, not just being in the heat, but what happens with people who are exposed to chemicals and things in the air from not just the coal plants, but from many other sources. So working families here in Buffalo know better than most the devastation of the changing industry and the benefits of renewables, the energy sources that our communities desperately need. Corporate and political greed lining the pockets of billionaires at workers' expense is unsustainable. We're going to keep fighting every step of the way, not just for you, but for all. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Denise. Well worth waiting for. Okay, we'll take questions on this subject from the one other thing I want to mention, if you didn't catch it, in Eric's statement, I see his face. He looks very relieved now that he's given his speech. You were good at it. When you put the solar panel on your roof, if there's more energy than you need, it goes right back into the grid and reduces your cost further and produces new energy, and then someone else uses it. So people forget about that. But that's an important aspect as well. Okay, questions on this subject.
What do you think the chances of these tax cuts actually do get reintroduced?
Well, I've been talking to a number of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, and they really feel that the House went way overboard. So we're working to get them to restore the original language and at the very minimum at least reduce the harm that these proposals make. I think we have a decent chance.
What if President Trump waves his hand and says, no, don't do that? Because a lot of the other side isn't listening.
You have to. What I've learned through the years is the number one group you have to listen to are your voters, your constituents. And that's why I've asked voters, people, citizens from around the Western New York region to call their congressmen and say, we need these clean energy tax credits. It's good for jobs, good for my costs.
Do you think the Senate has a better chance at maybe getting away from the big ugly bill as a whole? I know Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri spoke out against certain aspects of
Medicaid,
being a Republican.
Yeah, there are a bunch who have spoken out against it. There's a lot of heat on them to go along, but the Senate has always been a little more independent than the House, and I'm working hard to see that it happens on clean energy, but also on the Medicaid cuts and on some of the other cuts too. Education. You cut the education the way you do, it's going to raise property taxes in Cheektowaga and all other places.
You mentioned unique window. How long do you think that window is, your understanding?
Yeah, I think we will probably vote on this bill about 10 days from now. So we have a little bit of time, but not much. Now, they may get messed up and delay it, and then it still has to go back to the House because they're changing it. So the window there is up until July. They want to get it done by July 4th. We'll see if they can happen, but at least till July 4th.
Senator Schumer, I live in the town of Adams. I'm the climate smart coordinator. What you failed to mention today is how it actually affects our municipalities. We actually have five systems in our town. How many people in this room can say their school, their senior center, had an electric bill of $20 a month, and that's thanks to solar and liberty?
Say it here.
Do it, Bill.
Do it, Bill.
Yes, my name's Bill Henry. I'm actually a fourth generation resident of New York State. In 2007, I had a choice. The plant I worked in closed up, and I could have left New York State to go to North Carolina. But instead, I stayed here in Western New York and decided to take my severance package and invest it into solar. Well, guess what? Since 2007, my electric bill has been under $18 a month or less. My entire utility bill on my home, which is an 11,000 square foot home, including my gas, my water, is under $1,000 a year. That's in total. And having said all that, as a climate smart coordinator for the town of Evans, I brought this to the attention of our town board. Since 2012, five of our systems have been put on very many of the municipal buildings. And how important is that? By having them on the municipal buildings, you reduce your delivery costs because you have none, and also you reduce the cost of your electricity. And thanks to Solar Liberty and their generosity, they actually gave us a lease with no escalation clause. How many people do that? I mean, everybody else's electric bills have gone up, what, 5-10% per year?
It's a lot. 27, it was gone up, your electric bill across New York State, I'm not sure, Western New York, has gone up 27% in the last 3-4 years. That's a lot.
I mean, our town is actually benefited from this. They took the solar panels off of our senior center to repair the roof. Guess what? The bills went from $20 a month to over $1,100 a month. But they were, needless to say, after they got that, they put them back on.
Good for you.
And also, under the Inflation Reduction Act, I was able to take care of every aspect of that clause. I did weatherization. I did put a heat pump water tank in, which I might add, if you run a dehumidifier in your basement, you don't need to anymore. As well as I put in a heat pump electric dryer. I also drove here in my home generator. It's an electric car. Under the Inflation Reduction Act, I was able to put an energy backup system in which it powers my house not for one day, not 2 days, but 3 days. And I was also able to hook my solar system into that so I could probably run indefinitely just on that. So, I mean, this is important things that the Inflation Reduction Act has done.
Right.
And for a senior, you can't ask for anything better. And thank you, sir.
Spontaneous testimony. And, you know, we do both. This is a metaphor. Like, we do both in Western New York. We do internal combustion in Tonawanda, and that's expanding. But we do electric. I got GM to do it in Lockport. So you can do both. Don't cut this one off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.